Jim Taylor back on the High School Sports Spotlight. We're talking Mercer County football with Golden Eagle three-sport athlete Jaden Dellett. Of course, football, basketball, and baseball. And we play on in the football season. First up, congratulations on last Friday night. I thought the Eagles and the kids and the coaching staff really came through. The flip switched on. What in the world happened last Friday night?
You know, I wish I could tell you, but I'm not really 100% sure. It was a lot of fun. That's all I can really say about it.
Well, I know the way the season started when I've talked to a lot of people, even though there was a loss to week one in Farmington, where we see they're a one seed in 3A, people said, man, there's hope for this team. They put it together. And then you look the middle, I guess, games 2 through 8. I don't know about this team. And then, boom, week 9. That's the team that people kind of envisioned. So can you kind of compare and contrast week 1, week 2 and through week 8, and then week 9, boom, again, it looks like the team put it together.
I mean, week 1, the first half, it was like, yeah, we've really got it this year. I mean, I think we were tied with Farmington at halftime, or we were just down by a little bit at halftime, and it was like, yeah, this is going to be a great season. And then we kind of were, I mean, a little bit disappointing, honestly, from weeks 2 through 8, but I mean, with 7-on-7 all summer, we looked really, really good. Rashawn looked really, really good all summer, and everything was really clicking. And like all summer, everything was clicking. And then we got to week 9, and it seemed like everyone was moving together as one unit, and that's how we got to play in the playoffs.
Well, and I know after that West Central loss, a bunch of people said this season's over. So a bunch of us, and even I'll readily admit in this chair and say, well, I don't think this team's going to be playing in week 10. So you made a believer out of me in week 9. So if you go even from the West Central loss just to 2 weeks later to the Princeville win, I mean, what a contrast.
I mean, the West Central loss, there was not a lot that went our way that game. I mean, an inadvertent whistle right before the half on a blocked punt that was probably going to be 6. The conditions weren't really in our favor against a team that only really runs the ball. But, I mean, you just have to fight every week after that to make it into the playoffs, and we did what nobody really thought we were going to do.
So here's the player that Jaden Dellett is on the football team, right? So you play wide out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You play safety.
Yep.
You return punts and kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you in kickoff and punt coverage too or not?
I was on kickoff. I was kicking at one point.
Okay, wow. Then you're a long snapper.
I'm all, yes.
So are there adventures in long snapping? I think that looks like a very challenging job.
It's really not.
And nobody knows who, but nobody knows who the long snapper is, right, until there's a bad snap.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true.
But so and you've been doing that, because I think even when you were a sophomore or at a
before I broke my ankle, yeah my sophomore year, I was doing it.
For his uncle.
Yeah.
All right. So there has to be some great satisfaction, though, last Friday night to get in the playoffs.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I woke up Saturday morning, and I was like, I got a text from Rashawn. I was like, he's like, what happened last night? I'm like, dude, I have no idea. It was great.
Well, that's the potential of that team, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of good dude. I tell people there's a lot of good dudes on that field,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a matter of putting it together at the right time, and you finally did that. So how are you approaching, I guess, this Saturday? Is it like a bonus that you got there and you just, you know, it's take your chances and survive in advance, that type of stuff?
No, we're going week 10. We're playing to win. You know, it's not like we just got an extra game. We're playing to win. We hope we can get Orion at home week 2. That's what we're going for.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Coach Filler, my goal is to see Orion and Mercer County win so those two teams can play at Brad Memorial Field on next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, Clifton's nothing light, but if we come out and play like we did against Princeville, anything can happen, right?
That's right. All right, so a three-sport kid for 4 years, right?
Yeah.
So that's 3-6, what is that, 3-6-9-12 seasons you put together in 4 years.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
So what about being a three-sport athlete? There's not a lot of those kids anymore.
I mean, just do what you can to help out the school, help out the community, honestly.
So how do you approach the schedule of doing it all? Because you play a little fall baseball. I know baseball, I think, is your first love. So, I mean, you make it work.
Play fall baseball, play summer baseball in my own legion, and my other three-sport buddy, Riley Federer, over there. Yeah, no, it's the coaches help you break it down for sport by sport, but really you just gotta have the want to do it and the desire to do it. That's all it comes down to.
I was gonna ask you, I haven't been in a lot of games this year. Well, I've been to two for Mercer County. It was interesting Friday because, I mean, you get down 13-0 and you're like, man, it's going to end this way. I mean, you're going to get 40 pointed and then boom. I mean, Mercer County takes control and then like the whole crowd is into it. I really noticed that too. Did you mm-hmm. notice that?
Yeah.
Does that mean something?
It does. I mean, I think after watching us Friday, I think we have a lot more of the community behind us than maybe we did after West Central Week 7. I don't know what happened. We were down 13, and then all of a sudden we were winning, and then Quentin was running a kickoff back to the house, and it was just kind of like, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to beat Princeville. They're 7-1. We're 4-4. Welcome to Week 10 was pretty much all of a sudden.
All right, you hear Jaden Dellett tell us we ain't just playing for Week 10, so it's not like we just get another game, so he said that well. So, anything else before I let you go? Good luck this week, and again, I was so impressed Friday. I thought the kids and coaching staff really came through.
Thank you.
So what about this weekend? Any final words for us to ponder?
Okay, come out and support the Eagles, Clifton.
All right, let's Jaden Dellett, again, a senior captain for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. They play a Week 10 playoff game. They'll be at Clifton Central on Saturday afternoon. That'll be a 1 o'clock broadcast and a 2 o'clock kickoff on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I'm Jim Taylor for J102 Sports.